you can't please everybody. There's so many different types of hunters and so many different types of hunting and places to go and
different terrain
and weather and all that stuff, habitat. It's hard to build stuff that is pleasing or fits everything.
The 22 Creedmoor is great, man, for coyotes and even, you know, deer, you could shoot whatever.
I did it for the javelina.
Yeah, perfect round. Everybody has their opinions on tripods and heads that they like, so going, yeah, I would say for you guys don't listen to what we like. I mean, I just love what I have. Go and test everything out before you buy it.
I've gotten better in the last few years.
I've gotten better too, but I'm good because I have my bow in my hand and I can steady it on my bow.
Right.
And then if I'm just freehanding it, I'm not great. Like, I shake too much. It's a crutch for me to have the freaking tripod.
Hey guys, before we get into this next episode, I want to share a couple things with you. First, I am happy to announce the new daysinthewild.com is finally launched. Everything is in one place. My guide services, the podcasts, access to my blogs, etc. So go check it out, daysinthewild.com. If you've been following the show lately, you know that we've partnered with Bushnell and Primos. The awesome thing about that is that if you use promo code STL02, you will save 15% on anything they sell. Doesn't have to be the stuff that I use. I've been using the Bushnell trail cameras for years. I did a couple of reviews over the years, and Bushnell always came out on top. They're excellent. And I know you've heard me talk about Primos calls and how good they are, but I've also been using their ground blinds, and they're awesome. I don't know if you remember Double Bull blinds, but that's a Primos product now, or has been for a while. I also tried out a set of their shooting sticks, and for standing shots or, you know, using for clients when we're predator hunting or my kids that need it when we're spot and stalk and have to get in close on javelina or anything like that. It's like a really good tool. I love them. They're quick setup and they're steady. Lastly, do yourself a favor and go check out the lineup of shooting bags, glassing pads, and other accessories that Phoenix Shooting Bags puts out. Go to phoenixshootingbags.com, use promo code John Stallone, all one word, and save 20%. Rifle season is upon us, guys. You'll thank me later, I promise. Go check them out. Hey, don't forget to give us a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening. It helps me keep bringing you guys content for free. It definitely helps out our ratings and reach more people. So thanks again for taking care of that. Appreciate it. Now let's roll into this next episode. Hi, welcome to Days in the Wild Big Game Hunting Podcast. Welcome to the 2021 season. Just sitting here with Anthony Stallone, my cousin and owner of Phoenix Shooting Bags, and we were just BSing about the equipment that we use this year and how some things have changed and how things, you know, new things that we love and don't love. And I've kind of changed a lot of things. I realized a lot of things in South Dakota this year about my cold weather shit. I want to talk about that for sure.
Yeah. I realized that I need to up my game, my cold weather stuff. I'm just joking. No, actually I've been pretty good with the cold weather, especially with the kids. That was like, I don't know, a lot better this year than it was in the past. Like when Sebastian was with me, boots wise, socks, I guess the layering that I had them in, so they weren't really cold. The gloves, I still need to get like a thinner glove that makes my hand warm, because I still not have found anything that's comfortable.
Have you tried a mountain glove?
I know. I've tried it, but I never really went on a hunt with it.
Okay. Because, I mean, if I'm being active, I can use the mountain glove fine. If I'm not being active, I have the, I'm going to have to look that up now. I think it's the GTX glove.
Like, I love the Sika glove that has that kind of like, I don't know.
It's like tacky leather palm. It's not really leather though. It's like a tacky palm.
Yeah, it's like really thin.
How come I sound so funny to myself right now?
I don't know.
But so yeah, so
oh, because you're probably cutting out. It's probably clipping you.
So the glove. I mean, I like it.
Uh huh.
But it's only good for such a like a I don't know, it's like 50 degrees. Once it hits like 40 below, like my fingertips start to like go numb.
Well, anybody's at 40 below.
You know what I mean? I know what I mean. 40 degrees or below.
40 degrees or below, yeah. No.
And then everything gets too thick, and then you're like trying to use, you know, binos. I want like something a little thinner that'll have like a little more. I put on my ski gloves, yeah. My ice picking gloves.
The Marmot ones that you've had for 40 years?
Yeah, I actually remade them.
I know, that's right, you told me that. And your girl sews for you, remade the mitts again inside, right?
Oh my god. She wanted to kill me.
Yeah.
It took her 3 weeks. 3 weeks to get me one pair. They're freaking amazing. But it cost me, like, I want to say, time-wise, probably 5 months. I'm not joking. It's seriously, like, that it was that hard to remake these things. And I got all the best gear. You know, I got all the best. I got Gore-Tex, 3-layer. There's 5 layers to this glove that made this glove. I was warm. I mean, you need it's a snow glove. It's an ice picking glove.
Right.
It's not like I'm going to go sell them. I mean, I wish I could, but too much to make. It probably cost me $300 per glove to make.
Yeah, my go-to's now, like I said, on gloves-wise, I think I have 4 different Sika gloves. And plus, I have whatever I have from snowboarding, too. I have the Downpour GTX glove. And I like that because they're waterproof.
Yeah, I like the way they feel, but they're a little thick.
They are a little thick. And then the other one that I use a lot is the Stormfront GTX.
And those are a little thick too.
Yeah. So, but I'm just like actively, like I know I'm going to be hiking a lot. I can run the mountain gloves all day long.
I want to say mine are like the old school Stratus or the Ascent gloves. I don't even know.
Oh, the Ascent gloves? These are nothing. They're not even worth having
maybe
on.
Maybe that's not it. They have some warmth to it. But I don't know if we remember the name of them. I love them. They're my favorite glove for
bow hunting.
Yeah, bow hunting or whatever in that early season. But when it gets cold, I'm not comfortable with any other glove.
Yeah. I don't know, so I always use South Dakota as my my litmus paper or whatever you want to call it, my Geiger meter for benchmark for cold weather, because it's always stupid cold. We always get a couple days in the teens or single digits, and you get 20, 30 mile hour winds on top of it. So
I think that's the worst. The wind is what kills you.
The wind, absolutely. And I really realized that, like, you know, I always knew that, but you always come to realizations. That I did on Maria's hunt. The first day, it was like 21 degrees, I think it was that first morning, 21 degrees, and it was blowing like 20 miles an hour. I mean, that's not stupid cold. It's not FU cold, but it's cold, right?
Yeah, it's cold enough.
And I was shaking like a leaf because I apparently didn't put on the right gear that morning. That spot's really weird because you can check the weather here and check the weather there, and then you move 100 yards and it's completely – it's because it's so broken up to what it's really – anyway, besides the point. But the very next day – it was 19 degrees. It was 2 degrees colder, but there was no wind, and I was fine. Yeah. Like, perfectly fine. Wearing the same stuff. I only brought 2 outfits. I only brought 2 outfits, I guess, up there. I didn't...
That new Sika jacket that you got, whatever, that puffy, I don't know how big, I mean, the big one.
That's the puffy WS, the biggest one up there.
Oh.
I have all three. Actually, I have all four. I have that. I have the...
If you're sitting and it's like brutally cold, you put that freaking thing on and you're like in an oven.
It's nice.
it's great for
rifle hunting.
Yeah, I went out. There's no way you can pull back the bow with it.
No, it's not that. It doesn't get in the way because it's got a lot of loft to it, yeah. And you can compress it easy. and he got a lot of movement and stuff. That's not the problem. It's noisy as hell. Noisy. Like, I made the realization of how noisy it was. I was stalking these mule deer, and I was coming through these JPs, and it was so tight that I had to, like, crawl underneath it, and the brush was, like, swiping off my jacket. I was, like, 120 yards from these deer, and they heard me.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give you a tip on that.
What's that?
You know what I did?
What?
Is I took the jacket and put my merino wool
over
a shirt over it, and there's, like, it's huge. It's, like,
makes a big difference.
Yeah, big difference. I mean, not that you want to put a freaking shirt over the freaking jacket.
I know.
But that's what I've been doing.
No, and the other thing is, too, like, I noticed that some of the puppies, a lot of the puppies in the synthetic material like that, depends on what you're hunting and the conditions, but they reflect a lot of light. Like, they're shiny.
Yeah.
I know I told people all the time about growing, and I think you and I had this conversation when the last time we went to Wyoming, to wear the merino as your top outside layer because it doesn't reflect so much and the antelope don't see because the antelope key on that shit. I got away from the mountain pack completely.
Yeah, I know. Oh, man.
I got rid of all the mountain pack and I use the ascent pant up until I get into the below 40 degrees. And then once I get to below 40 degrees, I switch to the Timberland pant. And, you know, I layer accordingly.
Yeah, but I never put any, like, base layer on my legs. I don't like it.
Because you hunt here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. But
you don't go out of state for those laydowns.
I'm only getting sweaty balls. I don't know. Just,
well, you wouldn't. Like, I mean, if you went to, you know, I don't know.
South Dakota, I get it.
Yeah, some guy go back to South Dakota.
But Flagstaff is freaking cold, man, in the wintertime. Like, we get some storms. Like, last year,
I was like, it's very cold.
I was in the mountain pant the whole time when we were in freaking fountain over there.
The difference in thickness in the mountain pant and the timber is very minimal.
It's my favorite. Hands down.
But
I can wear it for everything.
Yeah. I used to, and I used to wear them in the early season because I didn't like it. I used to have the, I forgot what the pant was before they came out with the Ascents. I don't remember what name of them right now, but I had a bunch of those for the early, and I would sweat more in those than I would in the mountain pant, and I didn't like the way the knee pads were. But the Ascent pants are freaking stupid awesome.
Right, you just showed me.
And they're quiet.
Yeah. I'll look at them.
Where both the mountain pant and the Timberland, not so quiet. They're quiet-ish. Not super quiet. These are like, I don't know what the material is, difference in the material, but it's quite a bit. So I hear our kids playing in the background.
My daughter was doing a podcast with my daughter, so
that's so funny.
There's going to be a new podcast out, guys. It's going to be called The Ella Show.
And both Ella and Olivia, they both
do it together. Hey, it's good. The two sisters. That's funny. But, all right. Another thing. I was going to go over a couple things that I feel like young hunters or guys, every hunter should kind of like go through like a checklist a little bit with their kids before they go on a hunt or like do. I think a lot of people, and even grown-ups, you know, it sounds funny, but I think a lot of people forget to trim their toenails before a hunt.
Right.
You think it's, I know it sounds stupid.
It's true.
But I can't tell you how many times, like say I forgot to trim my toenails before a hunt and then I'm in my boots, you know, for a week. I'll get, the first 2 days, I'll start getting a black and blue on the toe because it's hitting or something. So if one thing, especially make sure your kids are doing it too as well, trim your toenails before you go on the hunt. Another thing, socks. You can't buy my socks, but the socks that I use, the Patagonia socks, I love the freaking Patagonia. Well, the old style, they don't make them anymore. They got like in trouble because of the merino wool. They're going, I don't know, whatever. I know I shouldn't be buying them because they are not hunter friendly. But
yeah, I don't touch anything from any company that doesn't look on it.
But seriously, those Patagonia socks are seriously the best socks that I've ever had. Mm-hmm. The Dawn Tough socks are great too, but they don't make that light one that I use with the Patagonia. I owe my socks to Marina Wool, and I highly suggest, like, when you're going with your kids, get a sock that's kind of like the Dawn Tough or the Patagonia or the, what is it called?
Smart Wool.
Smart Wool.
Yeah, I stopped wearing all those. Though.
I love those. You wear like Adidas, right?
I wear Adidas socks.
Yeah. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
I've been wearing them for the last 4 years, actually.
I think,
I have like 40 pairs, and that's the best part about them. You buy three pairs for $14, $15, whatever it is.
And I pay $20 per top sock.
I was doing that. I was buying the small wool ones because those are the ones that seem to be the best. Dude, these things are great. It's called the traction. If you do Adidas hiking traction, they're usually brown or gray in color.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're not awesome for cold weather. When I get to really cold weather, I switch to my Kenetrek. I have the Kenetrek sex.
I've always wanted to wear those boots. I put them on one time.
I don't like them.
They have such a freaking huge arch.
Boots are one of those things you can't tell people what to wear and what not to wear.
Yeah. But no, everybody that I know that wears them loves them. They never can say anything bad about them.
Yeah.
But for me, I never bought one.
These are the catch reference.
Yeah.
They're pretty heavy.
Yeah. See how yours is really thick here? With those Patagonias, whatever they do, they make it thinner here.
Right.
They make it thinner here. And then they're thick where you need them.
Yeah, that's like the smart ones.
Yeah.
So that's...
They're good socks. They're going to keep you warm. But what I'm saying is that I never sweat in my
feet. These don't fit in my crispy... my Brixtail.
Mm-hmm. I just bought those crispy boots.
These are too heavy. The Wild Rock, the one with my heavier insulated ones, they fit perfect because I bought it a little bit touch bigger, and I made, you know, I've designed that system to be a little bulkier, you know. But
So let's go over about boots. I know everybody has their opinions on boots. I'm not going to go in the rat hole, but what I want to say about boots is that I want get your kids to wear the boots before they go on a freaking hunt. Because all they're going to do is complain that, oh, they're uncomfortable, they're not fitting right, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to get them in there. It's like they need to break them in. They need to get used to them. Because I went to three freaking sets of boots for Joey to feel which one felt right. And he loves the Merrells, like my old school Merrells.
Yeah.
Thank God I have them. I kept them. I can't use a soft boot anymore.
No.
Oof. But he that was his favorite boot, was the Merrell. And
I had to be like at a B1.
Yeah.
Like right at that first.
I love the A-Solos. You know me, I love those A-Solos. The Crispies, the ones you got me.
The Thors, you hated them.
Oh, I didn't like the Thors at all.
Yeah.
But the new ones, they were nice. They were comfortable. The only thing is I got to get used to them because it's like... They're high.
They're higher up, yeah.
But I don't feel my feet in them.
That's the Wild Rocks, right?
The new ones, whatever. They're 1,000 grain.
Yeah. They're Wild Rocks.
I like them. I like them a lot. They kept my feet warm.
Yeah.
But I'm not used to such a big boot.
It is. Because
I felt a little clumsy. But I really didn't. I just got them 5 days before the hunt.
Right.
So I couldn't really break them in. So yeah. I'm like, I got to tell my own self, give me a break in. But I didn't have time. I went to the gym twice.
Yeah.
And... I didn't get to even put them.
It's so funny that you said that. So that's one of the things I do. Like, so when I got those Wild Rocks, I put them on and I went on the treadmill upstairs, and I walked in them for like 5 miles on the treadmill. But usually my process is I go through stairs.
Yeah, the stairs helps out.
It's only half an hour at a time, 45 minutes at a time, and I just do it, you know, 4, 5, 6 times, and then. I'm like, okay, now I could go hiking with them. Then you go hiking with them. I don't like to buy, very, 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 very rarely. This is the first time when I bought those Wild Rocks too. I got them like, 4 weeks before we went to South Dakota. I always buy them now, you know, before
breaking them in.
And I break them in the whole, you know, whole off season, a little bit at a time, you know. So you know how my feet are jacked.
Yeah,
like, plantar fasciitis, freaking bone spur, this, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like...
You don't want to be miserable.
I don't. There. That's the first thing that goes, you know. Your feet, you're putting so much...
And my feet usually never get cold.
My feet always get cold. I'm not with the weather.
Last year, when we were with my brother and my son, I didn't get cold with my son.
Oh, that was brutal.
But that day when we were on my brother,
I
don't know how my brother does it. He never fucking gets cold. He's got something.
He's a furnace, that guy.
Seriously. But my feet because we were standing in the freaking snow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, we were kicking the freaking thing to make a shot for him. But my freaking foot felt like I was frozen and more miserable with my feet than anything else. And I said to myself, I was just taking precaution on this hunt because I was like, last year sucked ass.
Right.
That's why I got those Triskies. I was like, I need something that's going to keep me warm. And you're like, I love these boots. Just get them. They're great. I mean, they're comfortable.
Right.
They just need to be broken in.
Yeah.
And I feel like next year they'd be perfect.
That's the only, my honestly major complaint for me always, as far as cold is concerned, is feet and hands. I could be wearing, doesn't matter what clothes I'm wearing, doesn't matter what boots I'm wearing.
I'll tell you right now, if you wear those gloves,
trust me,
it could be warm.
I won't.
I'm telling you.
My body sends all the blood everywhere else besides my fingers.
There's no way.
And what the weirdest thing is, like, my hands don't get cold. I don't have to wear gloves until it's under 40 degrees. Like, I don't wear gloves.
I never wear gloves.
You know?
Oh, it's cold.
And then, but as soon as it drops below that, I mean, not my face, not my ears, not my nose, not, none of that. I could deal with all that stuff, no problem. My fingers and my hands, it's just a weird thing. I started
once in your face.
Mm-hmm. I said my fingers in my hands. Yeah, fingers in my toes. But I actually have electric gloves.
I remember that.
Battery operated ones. When it's like stupid cold, that's what I use, man.
Do you know what I find helps out a lot? Gaiters, those little gaiters.
Oh, I love
that. That was key. Guys, listen, everybody, I don't care who you are.
I wrote a whole article on that 2 years ago.
The gaiters are the freaking best.
The Ascent gaiter. Fuck. Best thing ever.
I go to the last day when I told you I went on that crazy hike.
I don't think they're making it for me.
I bought a lot. So, whatever.
Yeah, I need to buy more.
That last hike that we went with the guy that I told you about on the last one, on my son's elk hunt.
Yeah.
And he took us at a brutal hike up that mountain.
Right.
That morning, I said, Joey, I think we should, because he was complaining there's little things going inside of his shoes. I'm like, I think we should put on the gaiters. So we put the gaiters on, and sure enough, he was thanking me. He's like, Dad, thank you so much. I'm glad that we put the gaiters on, because otherwise I would have been freaking miserable. So, gaiters, guys, get those things for your kids.
Yeah.
I still have those turtle ones that you gave me. I gotta give them back to you.
Oh, the turtle shell? Yeah, but those are for sleep.
Yeah, well,
that's different.
That was when we were going for bear hunting, and that's why I borrowed them.
Yeah, but no, the one that you're talking about is called the Ascent Gator.
Oh, yeah, they're the best.
Diesel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
know. I'm telling you. I tried. I've been trying to buy them. They're on sale on Sika's website for 50% off, but you can't buy them. They're out of stock.
That's probably why they're out of stock.
I don't know if they're... I'm hoping that they're kind of redesigning them a little bit, making them better. But they just redesigned them to this, like, what, 2-3 years ago? Because before it used to be a strap with a clip with a little...
They work great. Man.
I actually still have those ones. Ella wears them because I could adjust those ones down really small.
Yeah. Well, at least you can, too. You just got to move the hook.
Not as good as the other one.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I wear those all the time. The guys that work for me make fun of me. They tell me I wear my leg warmers. I'm like, one, it stops my pants from...
Yeah.
Which is annoying as hell. And it wears the bottoms of the pants out. That's number one. Number two, I don't want all those little seeds and all the shit to get in my socks. I don't wear super high boots. I wear like 3/4, you know.
Yeah.
You know, now that I wear the Brickstyle a little bit taller than the boots I was wearing before, it's not quite as bad. But it's still tons of all that shit gets in your socks. When I hunt here in Arizona,
it's like worst.
Bad.
This place is
really bad.
I can't tell you how many times. How many shoes I've ruined because of just having stuff and my kids don't want to pull it out. I'm like, yeah, I got a brand new pair of Adidas shoes that Joey just, we went chasing after a freaking coyote.
Oh yeah, and then the laces are all full of shit, like little.
And he's like, ah, I just went and got a new pair.
My kids,
you son of a bitch. I'm like, I just paid $50 for them.
Yeah, my kids do the same shit. Well, the pokies.
Yeah, the pokies.
Yeah, the pokies. Well, I told you they were freaking gators. I didn't want to put them on.
Well, there you go. I learned your lesson.
Exactly. No, I wear those all. I tell people all the time. I'm like, when they ask me what gear to bring, I'm like, especially when we're hunting down south, the freaking grass is knee high.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, bring gators. You'll want those. Gators? Is there any snow? No. No
down snow. South. I think Sika needs to come out with something for down south because.
Oh, yeah. The one. The
they
one.
Need something that has like just from kind of like the knee down to make it that no cactus could get it in. Kind of like a.
Yeah.
But it makes so much fucking noise.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because down south, let me tell you something. How many times I've gotten killed by those jumping choyas or some type of choya cactus or anything.
Shindaggers, yeah. All that shit. Yeah, no, I know. They're bad. But I don't know. I'd like to see. I know back in the day, remember before we went, like I used to wear the jeans.
Yeah, like the Wrangler kind of thing.
I would love to see them come out with like a technical kind of jean. Because this is way quieter, you know, like stretchy. Maybe the designer jeans that I'm wearing right now. But, you know, something like this that had the knee pads in it, I think that would be stupid awesome.
Yeah.
Because that would solve the problem. And,
yeah, kind of like you.
But, hey, I'm John Stallone. Kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Say, who are you?
Oh man, but yeah, I just I don't know. Every time I go down a road with something, you just realize you're always like, oh, why don't they do something like this? Why don't they do that? There's so many, you can't please everybody. There's so many different types of hunters and so many different types of hunting and places to go and
different terrain
and weather, there's all that stuff, habitat. It's hard to build stuff that is pleasing or fits everything. I do have some ideas, I got plenty of ideas. That's all I do is think of a shit. But you realize that you always got to give up something to gain something. And it's like, where's the happy medium? Where's the balance? Where's the balance of it all?
They're doing a good job. 100 times better than they have been in the last 10 years. They've grown tremendously.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so comfortable lately.
So much. Yeah, just think about it. When we used to hunt in like Walmart camo and shit. Yeah. Like it was.
Works. It's just one that's comfortable.
Exactly. It's not like we killed any less. Probably killed more back then than I
did.
Yeah, but
I didn't. I'm getting a lot of stuff now.
But
that's just because I got better.
It's just, yeah, like you said, just more comfortable.
Yeah,
way more comfortable.
And the kids are way more comfortable. I don't hear them complaining.
Look better.
Oh, yeah. Looks, John,
the pictures look better. I look stylish.
Yeah. That's, I would say 90%. You gotta look the part. So, all right. So, what else we have for your listeners that.
I honestly don't know. Like, for me, like.
I know you're with your little hat. You got your little hat that you love so much.
The radar hat?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Go on Amazon. Look up Radar Beanie, and I don't remember the name of the company, but it's like, I think it's a Radar Beanie or Jeep hat, it's called. Awesome. But Sika makes one that I only exclusively use when I know I'm going to see single digits or double digit or teens or whatever. And that is, it's called the GTX incinerator hat.
Yeah,
it is stupid warm, like, and it's waterproof.
Yeah, no, I mean,
so if it's snowing, or
you've been raving about that now for the last 2 years.
Yeah, I was actually wearing it when I killed that big buck last year, again in South Dakota, for like a broken record, but it's just, that's a cold place. But that's that hat's awesome. I'm trying to think, let's talk a little bit maybe about rifles, because you made some changes to your.
I don't know if I made changes. I mean, the 243 is still my favorite cruise deer and rifle. I actually rented it to to Jim for marsupial gear for his wife to use on this last hunt. I took her out shooting. He's got a 7mm, and it doesn't kick that bad. Scope-wise, you know me, I freaking hate crosshair scopes.
Yeah.
Freaking can't stand them. I have a hard time with them. I feel like I see the wobble. I see the crosshairs moving way more, and I'm steady as a rock, but I can see it, just that minimal movement, because it bothers me. I hate it that I cannot, like the dot, I could just get it perfectly on and it does not move, and I could squeeze and I could just keep on concentrating on that dot and squeeze it off. So she was practicing with my rifles,
because
that's how I like to teach people, is to shoot off my rifles, because I know the ballistics and I know how everything is going to react.
Right.
So I started off with her with the 6mm GT. Now, everybody do not go and buy a 6mm GT, because the freaking, there's no bullets ever, they don't make the bullets for it. You have to make them yourself. Pain in the ass, but I love the rifle. It's for my PRS,
Mavic, right.
Whatever. I'm just getting into this.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm learning a lot.
Just getting into it, but you took second place. So.
Well, that was because of my guy that I was with. I shot like shit the first day, but the second, because all my dope was off. I loaded 33.5 grains in my bullet, and I had loaded 34 before. So I was shooting way low, and I went the day before with Dave, and I was shooting everything. My gun was perfectly on, but I had loaded those bullets at 34, and I loaded for the match 33.5,
because
I was looking at his box, and because he had lent me some brass, and we shoot the same brass.
Okay.
And I was, my own stupidity. So when I got there, I kept on shooting low. All my dope was off. Could not freaking figure it out. And everybody's like, yo, you're like 3/10, 4/10 low. And sure enough, I was freaking 4/10 low, and 2/10 to the right off, because the next morning I went to my secret spot before the match, and I dialed in the freaking gun, and sure enough, and obviously I was shooting the slower bullet. Bullet was, so everything was off.
Right.
So Dave lent me his calibrator. I freaking went out there, got everything set up. I got to the match 2 minutes before they were about to start. And then since I shot like shit, I got to shoot like the third best shooter of the whole match.
Right.
So I was like, score. I kind of wanted to do shitty to get matched up with one of the best ones. I was just bullshitting, though, because I really wanted to do good.
Right.
But it ended up happening that I got to shoot with the third best shooter of the freaking the group, right?
Right.
So now my dope is on, and I'm not. I know I'm a pretty good shot, you know? I mean, it's weird the way they make you shoot off these crazy barricades, but I've been practicing, so I know I'm good. So this day, I'm like, all right, so now I'm hitting everything I'm shooting at. And this guy's like, how the hell did you get third to last in this whole group? And I'm like, well, because my shit was off.
Yeah.
So now I'm shooting with the third best shooter, and this guy's freaking amazing. This guy don't miss.
Yeah.
So I'm like looking like an all-star. But let alone, we still got beat out by Dave and the other guy. Because the same thing happened to that guy.
Yeah.
Dave's partner. He got like, he had the wrong bullet. Something was going on. He got like 30th place, whatever it was, and Dave was like in
first
the top. They got first place, him and the other guy on the second, on the group. So if you guys ever want to do something really fun, go to a Guardian match. Help out. It's all for the kids. It's great. It's a great cause. Go look it up. McMillan puts it on every year. They have a bunch of them all around the country, but they have one here in Arizona every year. They put one on, and the money goes to a great cause, and it was really fun, and I learned a shit ton on that match. Like, the people that you get to meet that are just top shooters, they don't let you shoot their rifles. They'll let you fumble with their stuff, what they like, what they don't like, teach you whatever that, they'll tell you what you're doing wrong.
Right.
Which a lot of, like, I don't want to say like hunters don't do that, but I'm saying like, yeah. So, but they want you to, they want the sport to grow.
Right.
So they help you out.
Yeah.
And they know that you're not going to be as good as them. Maybe not in 5 years. But freaking Dave just killed it today again. He's only been doing this shit 7 months, man. He shoots like a shit ton, but
Yeah.
Don't buy yourself a C6 GT like I'm doing. So anyway, let's go back to the 243. So I lend his wife shoot the 243, my kid's gun. No, she's knocking steel, sitting, standing, kneeling, everything else, putting her in different positions off the TV bag, off the tripod, and laying her down. She was freaking amazing. Great. One of my best students. Because she listened, you know?
Right.
And she was shooting his gun. She was shooting Jim's gun, and she's like, I said, listen, tell me the truth. I said, be honest with me. So which gun do you feel more comfortable with? Do you feel more comfortable with the 243 or the 7mm? And she's like, I really like your guns. She goes, I feel way more comfortable with that gun. I said, Jim, just take the freaking gun.
Yeah.
And he was hesitant. And I said, listen, you're a friend.
Yeah.
Just be careful with it and have fun. I'm like, this gun does not miss. This thing has killed like 12 freaking crews there in the last, 3 years, whatever it has been. It's everybody uses it.
Right.
And it's my kid's gun. I'm not worried about it. It's a Tika.
Yeah.
Tika 243. He goes, all right. So she gets there. 650 yards. They dollar up. One shot, one kill. Boom. They said they went 15 yards.
Right.
She's like, I'm a sniper. So she felt like she's a sniper now. So we're going to. So she was having a great, she had a great time. She learned a lot. She keeps on thanking me. She's like, if it wasn't for you, you know, I probably wouldn't have made that shot. But yeah, so hands down, I think the 243 for Cruz Deer or the 6.5 Creedmoor is still the best gun out there.
I think 6.5 kind of goes for, I mean, it's the best caliber, I think, around for just about anything. I mean, you could, because you can even hunt elk with it. I don't suggest you do, but you can.
Yeah, and I was going to go this year with that until Dave lent me his 6.5 PRC that had a little more,
right,
and a little bit bigger bullet.
Well, I would say, what's that grain number?
156, I believe.
Not that much at all, 10 grains.
16 grains.
Oh, 143 is the other one.
Well, the other one's 143. I hunt with 140 elite hunters.
Oh, I thought you used the idea.
No, I don't use the horny. I use everything burger and poor brass. So, I mean, I build the bullets. I mean, they're good. I know what they do. You should have saw, did you see the Cruz there that Joey shot last year with the 6.5 Creedmoor with the 140 elites? I've never seen a deer bleed out like a fountain like that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's nasty.
Yeah.
So, I was confident in that bullet with the elk, but Dave's like, no. You're using this one. I'm building a few. And I trust him. He's like a mentor to me in the gun industry. He's a great guy, and he's not going to do anything wrong for my son. He went with me and him. We were shooting out to 1,100 yards with the damn thing. And Joey was so comfortable with the gun. He's like, I'm good, Dad.
Yeah.
So why not take a better gun?
Yeah,
so
right.
He's gonna lend it
to you. For sure.
And it's like, it's built exactly like my 6.5 Creedmoor. The barrel's the same. The stock is the same. The trigger's the same. Everything's the same.
Yeah.
Action is the same. The whole gun is the same. It's just
different round.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So. He's the one that would maybe go down the rabbit hole with my 22 Creedmoor. Now I got that all. Still got to get it shot in. I haven't even freaking. I haven't done the dope or none of that.
He'll talk you into every freaking rifle. He's got everything.
Well, I had the 22 250 just sitting there. I never shot the gun.
Yeah.
And the bullets that I had that my drop compensation turrets done for no longer existed.
I have two boxes at my house. If you need it.
The bear claws?
Yeah, what? I don't even know. When I borrowed your gun, I bought two boxes.
And yeah, I think
I shot like 10 rounds out of it.
I don't think you got the right ones.
Yeah. But anyway, you don't even have any.
Well, I don't. Well, I do actually, technically. I got the barrel laying over there somewhere. I could just screw that barrel back on, and it's back to the 22-250. Because everything else stayed the same.
The 22 Creedmoor is great, man, for coyotes and deer. You could shoot whatever.
I did it for the javelina.
Yeah, perfect round. He lent you the 22 Creedmoor last year. That's what
it
was.
He lent it to me, and I actually gave it to Hank Shaw, and he shot both his piggy with it.
That's great.
And he's like, I love this gun.
Oh, it's so fast. Oh my God. Touch the trigger, boom. That's how the 243 is.
Yeah.
Well, it's like 4,000 feet per second.
Oh, is it that? Yeah. Well, that's mine's 3,200 on the
stupid. It's like 38 something, I think it is.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. So that's, I know, that's my favorite, if you were asking me. Those are my three favorite guns.
I've been getting a lot of questions about the tripod thing. I've been messing around too. I've owned this Slick. This is the 635. Yeah, 635. So it's a 5, because it's a 5 section carbon fiber for a long time. The tripod itself is under 2 pounds, but it doesn't get tall enough for me to stand.
Oh, okay.
So if I got a standing situation, I can't do it, and I don't stand often.
I think if you change up the head.
Oh, this head, I just put this on here because I broke the other one.
Oh, I think if you, I just bought that Sue.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I bought it. Don't tell Joey.
The V5?
He hasn't got it yet. Joey and Sebastian is for their Christmas present. So I got it.
I want to see it.
It's a pound and 3 ounces.
Yeah. Now, there's one that I saw that was under a pound. I've been doing research. One that's under a pound. It looks a lot like that. The Sue. Revive or whatever the hell you say that company.
Zero or something. Zero Revive.
Yeah,
it's a Chinese company.
Anyway, I want to check it out. I want to see if I might order it.
Well, just wait until I get it. Try it out.
This one's under a pound.
Oh, this new one.
It's like 0.98. So it's just under a pound. And I'm like, that'd be good for
perfect
this.
For that.
This setup right here, the Slick carbon fiber 635. It's a CF 635, it's called. Yeah. I use this when I'm mountain hunting, I guess. I don't know. When I know I gotta hike a lot and climb a lot.
I have the outdoorsman for that one.
So, and I love it. And I hate
stand with it.
And I hate it.
Yeah, because I like standing once in a while when I get tired.
I got a love hate relationship with it. The thing I love about it is you see how small it's compacted this thing is?
I just bought one, my Velmo, that. It's the 540.
Yeah.
I just bought it for them, for the kids.
Right.
They like mine. I have the 530. This is the 540.
What does that mean? It's a 4-section?
It's a 3-section. Mine's a 2-section.
Okay.
And it's freaking so light, and you can stand with it, and it's that small.
Yeah.
Just maybe a hair bigger. This is the single height.
Well, this one, height-wise, so this is my main, my go-to is my Manfrotto.
So you call that a 3-section, right?
This is a 4-section. You got 1-section, 2-section, 3-section, 4-section.
So then that other one is a 4-section.
It's got 3 clips, and it's a 4-section.
Okay, so, and that's a 4-section, and then my other one's a 3-section.
Correct. This has got... That's got 4 clips. This is a 5-section.
Okay, I got it.
So more sections usually means you collapse it.
Correct.
More doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be any taller. Usually the ones that have less sections can raise up higher because you're dealing with
longer
legs to begin with. This is the this is good, like greased or something. So if I can go over. Which one is this one? Forgot. This is the MT-190 CX Pro 4, is what this is.
Yeah.
And the actual tripod is super light. Then I got this head.
I knew you like that head. I don't like that head.
This head's so smooth. It's buttery, man. It's
I like the MT-500.
But that's the one that has a spring in it, that when you go like this, and it goes...
Mine doesn't do that. I don't know. Maybe my spring is broken.
When you go like this, you bring it down like this, it goes like this.
It's very... I always lock it in, so I don't notice it.
See... There's times that I don't want to have to lock it in. Now I just want to be able to like freely move it with my face.
I got you.
I don't even use my hand.
I always use my hand.
I use my face. I just keep my eyes and I just move around and when it moves.
I can't do that.
So this is the what is this? The MHX Pro 2W. That's the head that's on this, and that's basically the mini fluid head is what it is. This combination right here is 5.2 pounds. This is pretty freaking heavy.
Yeah,
I mean it's not super heavy.
Yeah, but
it's
sometimes
heavy.
When
and that's with the outdoorsman and the woody, you know,
the outdoorsman stud is the best.
It is.
Listen, Swarovski, you guys got to come out with a new one because that thing you have is a piece of shit. But the outdoorsman,
it's still my favorite. The Swarovski one is still my favorite. Like as far as putting it on, and then the binos don't do this. They don't slide side to side like they do on this.
But it fell off Joe's, and he lost $1,800 worth of Swarovski Monuments, I'll never, ever
do it again. They're just not as secure. You can't, but that's what I'm saying.
Figure out a way to make a better system.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. Otherwise, I would have liked those better. I'm the same way. I switched to all of them because I had the same thing happen to me.
Yeah.
I didn't lose it, but it fell off the damn tripod and cracked one of my lenses and I had to send it in. I was without a pair of binos for 2 months, so.
Yeah. No, I like that those.
Yeah, I mean, they do a good job. It's a nice piece of equipment. And I don't know if anybody knows this or not, but when you go to outdoors, they tell you to get the longer stud for the 15s. You don't need it. The short one works perfect.
It's always out of freaking stock. I can't even buy the short one, so I always buy the big ones.
I like the short one. And now, conversely, on this, I use the longer one just to get that
extra height.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can stand up. See that piece right there? The one thing about the...
Oh, yeah, you screw that in? Yeah, but you can't have it when it's like that. Like, if it's completely... You can't add it. It'll hit the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to add it when you're going straight up.
Right.
That's an extra piece of equipment.
And that piece doesn't weigh anything. You can keep that in the pack, no problem. And it just extends the middle. The middle, so you can I can stand up with it when I use that. But, you know, it's not exactly super steady.
Yeah.
You know, as it is. It's not...
So speaking of binos, to me, bino-wise, 15x56 Swarovski is still my favorite.
HD.
And, HD is the new ones. And then I like the compact, the SLCs, the 8x42s I think I have.
Yeah, I love my ELs, man.
I can't... My 8x. I know. Everybody loves the ELs. I have an issue with it on all the ELs. And it sounds stupid, but the glass is too good for me to hold them. I feel like I shake when I hold it with my left hand, right? I'm holding it with my left hand, one-handed, right? I see the shake way more with the good one, like the H, like the high, you know, the ELs, uh-huh. The 10s or the 8s. It bothers me.
Okay.
So with the 8x42, the SLCs.
I don't like the 42s. It's too heavy. I like the 32.
They're perfect.
I love the 8x32 ELs. And I have a stud on those, too. So
I have a stud on my 8s. Right?
And I just, you know, click it in if I want.
It.
Yeah, I switch back and forth once in a while, too, depending if I'm looking at.
Yeah, that's stuff that's close.
Close, yeah.
Get a wider view.
Exactly. But
like you said, you tried out those new 12, the NLs. Everybody's telling me how much they love them. I got to look at them.
They're awesome. They really are. I mean, and you know, you can pretty much glass in the dark, especially if you got some moonlight. You can glass in the dark with 15s.
Yeah.
I remember a couple years ago with your brother, I'm like, this is before he got his.
Oh, because he had the Nikons.
Yeah, the Nikons. Yeah. Shit. And I was like, come on, man. It's like you're lying to me. You don't see a deer. I'm like, come on. I mean, the sun wasn't up. It was dark. I'm like, you see it? It's a buck lamp bedded down right there.
Oh shit.
I mean, like, yeah.
Dude, it's night and day, man. Having good glasses, in my opinion, is the most valuable piece of gear.
Oh yeah.
That you could have.
Oh,
I would say that's top on my list. And my tripod.
It's a joke, but I've told people I'd rather leave my boots at home than my...
Oh, you sure? Because
you're not going to see shit. You're not going to find them.
But, yep.
Yeah, no.
Definitely number one in my opinion. But everybody has their opinions on tripods and heads that they like. So, I would say for you guys, don't listen to what we like. I mean, I just love what I have. Go and test everything out before you buy it. Because I don't like...
I just like how steady this one is.
Yeah, I like how steady my Velbound is. I've had that thing for 12 years, whatever, maybe 10 years. I don't know. It's been a long time. But I don't like the... So I have the Outdoorsman, but I don't like the head that... My kids love it.
Oh,
it's too like... You have to, like, play with
plate
it too much.
You talking about?
Their head.
Their pan head. The fluid head.
Yeah, the pan head. Now they came out with different ones, but the one that I have,
uh-huh.
It's a great head.
Right.
My kids love it, but I don't, like, you have to get it to, like, a happy medium, like, if it's twist that nut perfectly for it to go, you know, like, smoothly for me. Otherwise, it just goes straight down or straight up,
okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So, like I said, my kids love it. I don't like it. Yeah. I like mine. You don't like mine. I love mine.
No, I don't.
So for everybody, go and test them out and see what you like. So yeah. I think it's a preference.
But I don't know. I don't even know. Like sometimes it's not even a preference thing. So people just get used to shit, and because they're used to it, like Shane loves this fucking head because that's what he has. And he's had for, you know, that's one of the cheapest heads that Renfro makes is that one. Uh-huh. Right? And he does really well with it, but if he were to use a different head and get used to that head, he would realize that
there's better out there.
The smoother the head moves, the less chance you are missing.
I agree.
You know.
And I'll take a little extra weight for the tripod to be more sturdy than it be so light and have those like little ski links.
I would say 90% of its time I'm hunting with the heavier one.
Me too.
I mean, I know when I'm doing like 800-900,000 foot climbs and shit like that, and I'm like,
I take the lighter one.
And sometimes, and I noticed I did this with Maria, is she was glassing off my aluminum, my big aluminum one, mm-hmm. right? That's a heavy bit SOB, but it's super steady. And you could stand up nice with it, and even when it's standing, it's super steady. It's more steady than this Scarlet Pro one. After we glassed up and we went after, I put that one in her pack.
Oh, the little one?
You know, I do that sometimes. Like if I'm glassing from the truck or close to the truck and I know I'm going to go back to the truck to unload stuff or whatever or pick up stuff before I go off on the stalk, sometimes I'll switch to this.
Yeah.
Like if I know I'm going to need the tripod to, you know, to relocate when I get back up there, but I don't necessarily need super precision. I'll switch.
I always like taking the freaking everything, the tripod with me to go.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I don't like leaving it behind.
I don't either. I used to. I used to leave it behind all the time.
I'll take the extra weight. I don't care. It's because it makes life that much easier to find the animal.
I'm not good offhand.
I don't feel like I'm that great offhand together.
I've gotten better in the last few years.
I've gotten better too, but I'm good because I have my bow in my hand and I can steady it on my bow.
Right.
And then if I'm just freehanding it, I'm not great. Like I shake too much. It's a crutch for me to have the freaking tripod. So, yeah. What else? What else are we talking about?
I don't know. We talked about just about everything. I don't think we give any good information on anything. Just a lot of rambling about things we like or we don't like. But I'm going to put out something here probably sometime in February. That's going to be like layering systems and stuff like that. Every year, you know, when Seth comes out with new stuff or whatever, I kind of go through what I'm using and how I'm using it. I'm going to put something out like that on the blog.
You know another thing we didn't talk about? Oh, this is a thing that I love. Freaking the Havilon knife.
I don't like that.
I know, you know.
Fucking hate it.
That brand new, that thing was nice. That Browning knife.
The Browning knife that I gave you, the Speed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't even use them. My dad used them. I saw him chop up the freaking lake like in 2 seconds. He's like,
the best freaking
knife. He's using his knife, and I gave him, I said, Dad, just freaking use this knife, because he's got this pride about this knife that he's owned forever.
The dulled buck knife?
Yeah. No, it's not a buck knife. It's this, I don't even know, no name brand.
Old timer?
So he's got it, and he's trying to chop the freaking elk with it, and I hand him your knife. I said, Dad, just use it, because I love the Havilon. I know you don't like it, but I love it.
I don't like it. I've had him break, and I've had, just don't like him.
Yeah, I mean,
I cut myself
I've cut myself on them, but now I'm a little more careful, but I love that damn thing. But the one that you gave me, I never even tried it out. That thing is awesome.
Yeah.
Outdoorsman, the Outdoors Research, what is it?
It's an Outdoor Edge?
Outdoor Edge makes a nice one too.
Well, I use that also. And now.
Actually, I got one because of the article that I did from The Hunting Fool.
Uh-huh.
They sent me one in a package.
Oh.
It's a little heavy, so I didn't want to take it out in the field when I'm hiking.
Which one did they send you? That's heavy.
It has blades that you switch out. But it's heavy.
Is it plastic handle?
Yeah, plastic handle.
Because the plastic handle ones are really light. I got them all.
Nothing's light like the freaking handle. I don't think it's like weighs nothing. But
yeah, well,
I like that one.
This is the one you were talking about.
Yes, I like that one.
That's it's a Browning Speed. So the one that you're talking about, the Outdoor Edge, I'll show you what I like about them.
I like the Outdoor Edge. Hold on.
That's not heavy.
No, this is not the one that they sent me. This is light. I like this.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to get me.
That's my main one. So
Outdoor Edge.
And it takes
nice.
It takes these 3.5 blades.
Okay, yeah, no,
the big
one's nice.
It also takes these gut hooks. Look at these.
Yeah.
Bro, these things are so nice.
Speaking about gut hooks, man, I could not.
Look,
I couldn't do it with the freaking elk, man. I was trying so hard with my gut hook. It's not going.
Probably not sharp anymore. That hide's thick and heavy.
I just
use but this thing's
on everything,
bro. I
like this.
This is the only thing I
like.
It's
a little bit bigger, a little bit, you know, bigger.
I always keep one regular knife on me.
This is gonna be
the knife that you gave, that your son gave me.
That's awesome.
The Benchmade.
Yeah,
I keep that one in my pack, and I keep this. Or sometimes I run I use this, the Browning one.
It's called the Razor Light EDC.
Yeah, everyday carry.
Nice. I wouldn't have to get any
one. Razor Light, that's the one I like. I also had the Flip and Zip, which is got, it's this, and then on the other side it's got the zipper.
Yeah, I see that, yeah.
That's a heavier one.
Yeah. No, this one I like.
This is the one I'm
going to get that. Kill my next animal. Got it with that.
Yeah, I like these.
Got it, but.
And these are cheap to buy. Yeah. And you can buy them on Amazon. You buy a freaking pack of 30 for freaking $30. You know, so.
No.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, that's all I got. I don't know.
Game bags, nothing.
Game bags, I'm on the fence, man. I like the Cooler Buck ones. And my daughter made me some that I'm going to try out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I still like those.
She's so funny.
That's the old school ones, like the
Allen,
Wild Game, whatever. The normal ones, dude. They're like the originals.
I don't know. But I know Allen. I used to use the Allen ones.
I got this one that was in a package that was orange. It's like they're great.
It's just like just a cheesecloth one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I don't like those anymore either. I used to use the Alaskan.
Yeah, the Alaskan. That's the one.
And then
Alaskan Guide. I love them. They're my favorite.
Yeah. No, I've really like the Cooler Buck ones, and they got that antimicrobial shit on them.
Yeah.
And I just take a couple of them out, and I use my vacuum sealer, and I make a little small pouch, and I stick them in the back, and then you don't even know they're in there until you need them. Right now, I got a couple in there that are different. I had to buy, I think those were Hunter's Specialties or whatever, but they're bulkier, and I put them in a plastic bag to keep them clean and whatever, and they're sitting on the meat shelf right now, but they're not.
I put everything in a Ziploc and I freaking airtight it and zip it up, and that's it.
Yeah.
Keep everything clean.
Well, guys, hopefully this season we'll get have a bunch of new people on for you. We'll do some new things. We're going to keep rolling with that Throwback Thursday. It's been real good. Got a lot of good feedback on that. So we'll be releasing old episodes every Thursday. And, you know, go out there, give us a review, give us some feedback, and we'll see you on the next podcast. Thanks.